know, all the best conversations usually happen during the break. I should sell access to that. I should. We have better conversations. John Prosser, John Kornack here. Two of the guys leading the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally, I guess, today. Make your voice be heard. We're live at the Lansing Center because there's a lot of pushback. I know this conversation is being had at kitchen tables and dinner tables and in coffee shops around the state because I talk to people, and they come up to me and they say, Steve, what really happened here? Am I going to save money? I said, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to save any money. And if something bad happens, okay, the governor backpedaled and retreated and is going to cover some people until July now, but come July 1st, 2020, and that little girl gets run over by a car, right back in the same place.
We could be right back in the same place. What we're hoping, really, is that this conversation continues to move forward. So we get to meet with the group of people who are going to help make the difference or fix the fix come July of next year. We have to stay at the table. It would be enlightening for the people of Michigan to really learn and educate themselves about what really happened, because within this short period of time, we saw the devastation in two young lives. One was an Amish child, and the other was the person in Detroit who was at church and got
hurt.
Right. Both of these families are catastrophically injured, and it's not just
the person. And now they're covered because the governor retreated, but...
Yes, which is amazing.
But the next time an Amish wagon gets hit, which happens on occasion, sadly, I mean, these things
it
happen.
Does.
Accidents occur. But I called my insurance agent yesterday. I did. I said, listen, and I'll remain nameless, good insurance group. You know, I like them. They've done great work for me. Really appreciate everything they do. And I said, am I going to save money? And he says, I can't tell you that. Depends on which coverage you pick. I said, well, what if I pick the same coverage? I want the catastrophic care coverage. Well, it'll probably be similar, about the same. I said, well, how is that? There's going to be less people, right? So if you have less people paying into the pool and the cost of treating somebody is still astronomical, how do you ever save money?
Well, you're not going to save money. I mean, this is a red herring. The fact of the matter is you're seduced into believing you're going to get a tiny discount on a small portion of your policy, which is called personal injury protection, your medical benefits. That portion is about 20% of your policy, and they're going to give you a minute discount, maybe 20%, maybe 40% if you only buy the quarter million. But what they're saying is you'll save 40 bucks here, but you're putting yourself at great exposure for bankruptcy and ruin because you didn't buy lifetime care. But here's the kicker. You will have to buy $3 to $5 million worth of liability and coverage. And additional, why? Because God forbid on a snowy day, you're the at-fault driver and the person that you hit becomes seriously injured and they bought a insufficient, less than lifetime care policy. They're going to go bankrupt and they're going to sue you for
all the
things that they need. And you're going to go, wait a minute, how did that happen? Well, this is the game that's being played. The insurance companies, you know, they want to offer as little as possible to maximize their return on investment.
Let me ask about that $250,000 cap while we're at it, because I don't know, where did that come from? Is that something the legislature put in? Because the little girl hit by the car or the Amish girl that survived the crash that killed, you know, her siblings, why is she limited to $250,000? Why wouldn't she or her family be able to sue the driver?
Well, I tell you, the reason that is that goes into a whole different assigned claims area. So that's an assigned claim. So
it goes down the rabbit hole.
It goes down the rabbit hole, and that's why the $250 was put there, because if you're a pedestrian or you're a bike rider or you're someone just in a car, then you're not covered at the same level. And that is part of the problem here, is that it doesn't matter how you're injured. If you're injured by an automobile and you need catastrophic help, it shouldn't matter if you're a pedestrian or if you're an elderly senior who doesn't have insurance
anymore.
Well, that's
the beauty of the idea. It covers everybody. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, you are in an automobile and you become paralyzed. You're a high-level quad. You're on a vent. You need 24-hour care. Do you want to go to a nursing home and die from neglect? Or do you want to get one-on-one care at a fabulous facility like Eisenhower Center, where they have vast amount of therapy and they have structured living for your whole day? They have all the resources you need. You want to live in your home. This model was designed and has been serving this population for 27 years. A lot of people don't understand. Health Partners Home Care is the first company in America, the first company in Michigan, to do specialized in-home nursing care 24 hours a day. And you know why? Because then the insurance companies actually asked me to build this idea. It was a covered benefit that no one was serving. Can you imagine? We had money for 15 years, and nobody in the state of Michigan had built a company to serve that population. So just imagine, it's you or somebody you love. What would you prefer? Would you prefer to have the very best, which is what we have, or you would prefer to have the diluted, watered-down product that's now manifested in Senate Bill 1, brought to us by the insurance companies who are all already the most profitable entities in the world. We've done the study. They're netting 22% on their premiums. And remember, the goal of the law was to lower the premiums. That's the slap in the face. You're going to lose benefits, and your price is going to go up. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
But the point, one, and very well said, John Prosser, by the way, very well said, and you bring passion to the conversation. We're going to talk about this more in hour number two as to, you know, can we do anything as citizens here? Can anything change? But, John Kornack, you said the insurance company's not sure. I mean, you want them to be strong and capable.
Sure.
But you think that what happened here is wrong, but you want the insurance companies to remain strong.
Yeah, I think they just went a little too far with their greed and with their rate setting and taking advantage of people by redlining and credit scoring and not giving people credit for good driving skills. I mean, that's what auto insurance should be. And so I think we've gotten a little out of whack in some of the markets. And I think they just need to revisit that and set their rates appropriately, especially in those markets like Detroit and some others that have just really been taken advantage of. And I think, you know, if the insurance does that, they still stay strong, which is what we need in the state of Michigan, just like we need a strong healthcare environment. But if they don't make some of these things, we're going to end up having a strong insurance market and a very weakened healthcare market.
Weakened. We're going to lose 30,000 jobs.
30,000 jobs. We're going to lose 30,000 jobs in most of those centers.
In healthcare.
And we'll get those. We'll talk more about that and the impact on the other side, the people that provide the care and the fact that they'll be looking for jobs probably out of state potentially. We'll talk about that in hour number two. Again, we're at the Lansing Center, downtown Lansing. Steve Gruber with you here today along with John Prosser and John Kornack. The Michigan Auto Insurance Promise. The doors open here at 9. Then there's some check-in and some pre-rally events. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, give or take, they're going to march to the state capitol and voice their displeasure with the new laws signed by Governor Whitmer. She backed up last night. Breaking news. Go to GreatLakesNews.org. Find that latest breaking news story written today. Coverage continues. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two around the corner on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.